calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
95833.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Corrine Hawkins.
Okay. So I do see your name here. Would you verify your address, please?
440 Cleveland Avenue, Unit 2, Sacramento, California, 95833.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. So on your account, I see you have the Bites Hub. This was what was ordered. Looks like you were trying to win a mixer, and you got to that page and clicked on the Bites Hub. But this account is closed. You've already called in to close it.
Yes, I did. I was informed that the funds will be back in my account in the next couple of hours, and I keep checking my account, and I need these funds back. It wasn't nothing of what the advertisement told me. It said $2 for shipping and handling. I had no idea I was getting to whatever this company is. And the lady charged me $5 for canceling, which I thought was crazy.
Okay, let me look at the account, the details. One more.
Yeah, I don't even get how I still get charged $5, but okay. It's a scam. You get these things online, it turns out to be a scam.
Okay, so I'm not sure what happened on the last steps that she took, but you're getting an email indicating that the charge is being voided, so the card shouldn't be charged. I'm not sure how the Visa is going to handle it, but there's an email that's going out.
I'm sorry, but the charge was card. Okay, let me sit up because I don't want to get upset. My charge was card charge, $59 and some change. It's
right,
a pending transaction.
Right, and I just voided it.
Through my
yes,
Cash
ma'am.
App account.
Okay, and
so
I just voided
it. So you're saying you just voided it.
Yes, I voided it.
4 hours ago when I...
I voided it. I see where she did request a refund, but I just went in and voided it to see if we could expedite the refund.
Okay, I'm going to go into my account now because...
It was requested. A refund was requested at 543, but I just went in and just tried to override and void it. And then you just have to check with the Visa to see how they're going to process it.
It's my Cash App account. It's not,
well, it says
it's not
it's a
that
Visa.
Type of Visa.
Okay.
Right. And
it's showing up as a Visa
that.
On my end. Uh-huh.
And what they tell me is that I have to communicate with you, so I have to rely on you telling me, oh, yeah, we sent it back to you.
Okay. Well, we're processing the refund and the void on card Visa 8142. That's all the information I have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't see it, you'll have to check back with them to see if they can see it in the past. I'm just not sure. We've done everything we can do on our end in regards to issuing the void and the refund.
Okay, I'm looking at this information now. Yeah, it's just still showing two pending transactions. One is for Best Supreme Health $59.89. And it shows pending card transaction. If I click on it, $59.89 today at 2:39 p.m., and it's pending.
Okay. So, of course, we're not with your card company. You'd have to check your financial institution. Let them know that we have requested the void. They may be able to see it. I don't know how quickly they would see it, but we have voided it. You will get an email for reference so you can speak with them about it and you can tell them that void refund is on the way. The email is going out to Corrine Hawkins 279@gmail.com. If not, if you don't get it immediately, you will get it within 24 hours.
Okay. And it would be for the full $59, or is it still $5 taken away from me?
Well, I tried to void the full amount. That's what I show on my end.
I see. All right, and if I have any more trouble with my company, I'll give you guys a call back.
Mm-hmm. We're here 24/7 to assist.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.